More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are with More Than, the insurer that does more.
Well, I'm Steve Priestley. Welcome to a special Magic Indulgence where we're so pleased to welcome back great friends of Magic, of course. In fact, I think I must have seen you guys over a year ago now. But great to see Gary and Mark from Take That. Welcome once again.
Thank you, mate.
Great. But Gary can do magic, you know.
Gary can do magic.
It's not very entertaining on the radio, though, I have to tell you.
I was going to say we might leave that for the TV segment.
There
next
you
time.
Go.
Put on Magic TV. But meanwhile, looking forward to catching up with you over the next 60 minutes. Let's get into your first song choice of Careless Whisper from George Michael.
Oh, yes.
George Michael there and Careless Whisper on a very special Magic Indulgence. Gary Barlow and Mark Owen, my special guest tonight from Take That. Guys, welcome back again, as we just said. George Michael's Careless Whisper there, a song that both of you seem to absolutely adore.
Classic.
Classic. Was that his first solo song?
Do you know, was it? It was. We're getting the nod from the gallery there. It was.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
A different corner was. But anyway, yeah. Actually, George Michael was someone I used to watch when aspiring to be a pop star. I used to watch him and thought, oh, I wished I had hair like that. It was great, wasn't
he? Had a great flowing mane, didn't he?
I had hair like him. I had a thing called a vavoom, which is a demi-wave perm on top. I had an afro comb in my back pocket. I had the ripped jeans. I had the little... Yeah. Gross bottle tops. Oh, no, that's brass, isn't it? Brass.
Any pictures of those circulating?
This was last. This was last
now.
Week, mate. Oh,
that's
this
a bit of a worry, isn't it?
There are pictures of me with my vavoom.
With a vavoom.
Was classic. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right, we'll have to Google that later.
We all love George. To Take That boys, we all love George. Brilliant artist.
Well, he is, isn't he? And the thing is, I was going to say it's his enduring classic, but how many of those has he had over the last few years?
Yeah.
And like you guys, still going very strong and, you know, massively successful artist. So, new album. The Circus, and obviously the big news is the tour. You're back next year, and this is June, I think it's kicking off, isn't it?
June,
a couple of days at Wembley, which will probably our listeners will be very interested in that, and looking forward to getting back out on the road again.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? I mean, basically, over the summer, we've been cooked up in a studio, writing, recording, and it's really nice because we're getting a lot of response now to the album, and people are enjoying the single. And for us, you know, the tour is like the end of a great procedure, and I think we're really looking forward to singing all the songs we've been writing now live.
Mm. We're looking forward to seeing you again. Mark,
yes,
we're going to go with the Beach Boys selection next. I saw your face light up when you were perusing our playlist earlier. And we're going to take that first. Okay, rewind. We're going to get one of your songs in now, boys. Greatest Day, current single, of course. We were just talking about this, and you know, another great song you must be very, very happy with.
We're pretty happy with this one. Yeah, we are.
Plenty more to come, I hope. Here it is. Well, it's an extra special Magic Indulgence. I'm Steve Priestley talking to Gary and Mark from Take That, who are picking some of their favourite Magic songs. We're interspersing it with some rather good Take That ones as well. And next up is going to be The Beach Boys and God Only Knows, which I know when you were perusing our great songs earlier that we play on Magic, The Beach Boys is something that both you thought, oh, yeah, we'll have some of that.
Yeah, this was a nice surprise for me not too long ago, actually. We were having a little chat, me and Gaz, and we were talking about the Royal Albert Hall. And I'd said, I've never been. Well, later that evening, I got a call from Mr. Barlow. Listen, kid, listen what I've sorted out for you. Two tickets, go and see Brian Wilson at the Royal Albert Hall. So we went along, absolutely amazing night. A few friends went along. We had a box, and it went through all the Beach Boy classics, you know. And God Only Knows, I think, is the song that everybody was waiting for that night, isn't it? The song we've chosen. And I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
And it's an amazing venue as well, isn't it, the album?
Yeah, the venue was incredible. And to hear songs like this, you know, it felt like you were at a special gig inside there. Yeah, beautiful song. I wish it's the type of song that I think when you write songs, you'd want to write a song like this.
Okay, it's a Magic Indulgence special. I'm Steve Priestley talking to Gary Barlow and Mark Owen from Take That once again tonight. The boys are back seeing us. We've got another one of their excellent songs in a moment. First, though, we were talking about you seeing Brian Wilson live at the Albert Hall. Any other good live acts you've seen over the course of the last year or since we've last seen you that has really stood out for you?
I saw Muse. They were very good. That's a nice show, that. To be honest, I didn't know a great deal of the music, but I thought live they were very, very good.
There's a friend of ours who we've been seeing as well a few times, a guy called Gary Go. Seen him performing live around London a few times, and he's great. So if you hear that name, worth going along to catch.
What kind of music is he?
He's kind of a guitar-y, a great voice, quite epic-sounding songs, great lyricist. Good shows, a lot of energy. It's very, very good.
So when he's got an album out, it'll be We Love Him, Mark Owen take yeah. The great seal of approval.
I'm hoping for commission.
Yeah, I should do too. We were just talking about this one because, as you know, many of your songs Magic listeners love and they're always calling and emailing and asking for more. But this one really has stood out, Rule the World. I think pretty much since the film was released, Stardust, last mm-hmm. year, we've been playing this, you know, very, very heavily simply because people just are loving it. And
sorry, I was swapping pens.
Pointing out some misdemeanor, you know, again.
He's dabbing away at this thing here, and I can just see it's just all going right onto the desk, and I'm going to get shot for that.
I mean, a school teacher. No expense spared here, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I've completely got today wrong. You know, when you leave at 6 a.m, as we did this morning.
It's easier to do. I was doing breakfast last week, and the same thing. 4 a.m. is freezing. And
this is why we brought Laura, though, because she's an expert at the
coffee, air conditioning. She does a lot. Yeah. Brilliant.
Right, am I going to pick up on this again? An enduring song that has been absolutely massive and continues to be so. Rule the World, and I mean, obviously another good song. But I wonder if you can put any reason down to that being such a great song, because it has had an amazing response. That one, hasn't it? Particularly that one.
Actually, it's one of my favourites of ours.
Is it honestly?
Yeah, it is, of the last few years. And I think the memory of it is as important as the record for me, that it was done very off the cuff, this song, for us, because we'd been and seen the film in the morning and we were really excited by it and wanted to write a song for it. And we did it so quickly, this song, that sort of by 7 o'clock that evening we had this record that we played to the director, and he was like, I love it, we need to record it.
So
like,
it was that fast, the process?
It was that fast,
yeah.
It really
like,
was.
Really?
You obviously had an idea, though, of what you wanted to do there.
And then when it was finished, I thought, this is really good. And, of course, it wasn't on the album, it was like an extra track. But it really, I think it's a great track. It went down amazingly well at our shows last year. And, yeah, I think it's going to end up one of our classics, this.
Yeah, it's become a bit of an anthem, to use that word, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is great. It's a nice song. Nice song to perform.
Perfect. Cool. Straight into it. Is it going to be on the next album? Is it on?
No.
And
God, who
sings the next greatest hits?
Who sings that Rule the World? Fantastic.
Super. That's me. Bond theme next, then?
Bond theme.
I love a Bond theme.
They never approached
you. We wanted to do this one.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, when I say we wanted to do it, I think there was a few names that were kind of in contention, and Amy was obviously
That's
top
right,
of the list,
yeah.
But then that didn't work out. And then, yeah, they went off to Jack White and...
Alicia Keys.
But we had this track that we were working on at the time in the studio, and we were so, like, we were thinking, God, if they call and say now that they want this, we can turn this into a bomb. We were waiting for the call, you know, but it never came.
Oh, there's going to be plenty more Bond films,
I know. I think the key is to start working on it now.
I think you're right.
You know what I mean?
Have it ready in the
bag.
Have
it ready.
Okay. Yeah, it should be a British artist doing British Bond films.
I agree with that.
It should be, shouldn't it?
I'm hoping that the title's not quite so difficult, though, because this one was Quantum of Solace, and we're struggling to get the title of the film into the song.
I mean, we
found the rhyme. Horace was the rhyme.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Not much you can do with that.
Difficult. That connection between audience and song, it was getting more tricky by the
Coming
minute.
Coming off the back of a car chase or in parachuting out of a plane, Horace. A bit tricky. Yeah. It could be a code name, I suppose. Anyway, we're going into strange territory there, aren't
we?
So we're going to get back to another song choice. This is from your old buddy, Robbie Feel.
Yep.
Obviously, you know...
Robbie Feel.
He's great, isn't he?
Another
artist you're touting as an up-and-coming, Mark Guy. Yeah. Obviously, he's out in LA doing what he does. And have you seen him around lately? I mean, he's back on and off, isn't he?
We've just been to LA to mix, and we saw
him. You did your video there,
didn't you? We seen him six times or something. We couldn't get rid of him. We did. We had some great hangout time with him. And we've all sort of kept in touch with him over the years. But I must say, this last trip when we saw him, I think we really connected again. And, you know, he started with us. So we've always got this connection that, you know, we all come from the same place. And I found his company great this last trip, I must say.
Sounds like he's really on form.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played some of his new stuff as well.
All right.
Which is nice. Which was really good.
So that's something
really
to look forward to as well. Yeah. You filmed the video, of course, for Greatest Day in downtown, didn't you, in LA, and on top of the tower block there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great. It's a funny city, isn't it, in terms of it not really having a centre as such. I mean, obviously, that is the centre, but it's a funny downtown. It doesn't have the buzz, does it, of many American cities?
No, I don't know. I don't think LA, where we filmed it, actually has that much relevance. It wasn't, you know, it was on a rooftop, I suppose. That's kind of what we're going for, more than being in LA. And also, we were there on holiday and we thought, this could be good.
Get sunshine.
It all done while
we're
there.
Handy.
No,
it was quite handy.
The family's come out
with
you?
No. Oh, they did,
the girls come out.
Forgot, did you? Yeah. Oh, dear.
No, the girls did, but not all the kids.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Came out for a few days. But, the video was shot on a rooftop there. Which I was impressed with Gary, I must be honest, because I wasn't sure...
It's pretty high.
He would have stayed up there, but he's not great with heights. But you did very well.
Pretty high. It was good, though.
Focus, mind on the job.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll look down.
All right, here he is then. Robbie and Feel. Okay?
Yep, cool.
Got there in a rather roundabout way, we got some good stuff. You can't knock that, Jamie.
We can edit you out later.
Yeah, we'll do. What, the Ross and Brand School of Editing, you mean? Okay, right, that's good. Actually, I wanted to ask you about your families. Well, it's a special magic indulgence. I'm Steve Priestley. Gary Barlow and Marco and my guest tonight from Take That. Chaps, we were just talking about the family briefly, and I hope all is well there. How are you finding it? And fatherhood all good?
Well, you've left home now, haven't you, Mark?
I've been kicked out.
I've got a young Russian girl.
Okay. Didn't take long.
Yeah, no. No,
well
don't.
Done.
Yeah.
No, we've both got kids on the way, you know. In the next 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, congratulations on
with
that.
The album and everything else that's going on. So it's quite chaotic, but no, both the girls are doing very well, and it's very exciting.
Do they find it tough that you chaps are a bit away a lot, and obviously next summer you'll be away when the babies are quite young, won't you? Is that quite tough, or is it just goes with the territory, really, doesn't it?
It's tough, though.
It's tough on them. It's great for us.
Yeah, I'm sitting here as a man of great jealousy with a 13-month wandering around, dirty nappies and stuff. I could do with an excuse. I can't really take anything on tour. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's worth a try, thinking about it. Can we do Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush next? Because, again, it looks like you're both big Kate Bush fans. Absolutely amazing voice. Yeah. And this was one of her great duets, I think, with Peter Gabriel, Don't Give Up. Does it mean anything to you specifically, Gary?
One of the best duets ever, I think, this, because it's not at all corny, as duets often are, I think. I think everyone in the world has a piece of music which has at some point meant a lot to them, either directed them in life or helped them, or a song, you know, that's totally theirs. And this is the one for me. This helped me out, this song did, at a very low point of my life. It came on the radio and it just took me by surprise. And I must say, I was at a crossroads and it really helped me to turn left, left and left again.
And then Take That got back together.
It wasn't that. Nice try.
Not
that one.
Okay, worth a try.
So I love it and I'd like to introduce it. Here we go. Don't Give Up.
Fab.
Well introduced.
I wanted to get out of it before I was asked any more questions.
Well, I'm not exactly John Humphreys, as you probably gathered. So
one of the greatest duets, but you're forgetting Breaking Free from High School Musical.
Okay. Where are we again here? This Disney radio.
It's being eclipsed by Britannia High already.
Disney's on in my house all day, so I know all those bloody
songs. It'll be Nick
Genius
thing. Yeah, they'll switch to Nick Genius. That's what
really?
I did. Yeah. Playhouse becomes
Anna Montana.
That's it.
To Zach and Cody. You've got all this to come yet.
I know, yeah.
It's great. It's a great excuse to watch them.
What have I got at the moment? Lazy Town.
There you go.
Benji.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Icelandic thing. Yeah. I didn't know that was from Iceland, though. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Phil seen have wrapped that up.
Spartacus.
I like the villain, though. I like the villain.
You again?
I haven't seen that.
I do like
I'm back in Danger Mouse.
You're just right.
No
kids. But you remember Danger Mouse. Now that was quality, wasn't it? And Rocco Mole and Secret Squirrel and that stuff.
Baron Greenback.
Kung Fu, what was the dog?
Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Mild mannered janitor.
What was the receptionist called? The one that plugged all the things in the phones, do you remember?
Rosemary, telephone operator.
I'm 38. We're
37.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
This could be a very much longer conversation, but we shall crack on
into
with.
The last choice.
It's a special magic indulgence, and the Take That Boys are here. Gary and Mark, we have with us at the moment. We want to talk a little bit more about the tour next summer. It's going to be called The Circus, of course, after the album. So who's on the unicycle and who's on the trapeze?
Well, I'm up for doing all of it, but the other lads, I'm not sure, would get up there. I could imagine Howard on a unicycle, actually.
Yeah, you may joke.
Do you know what?
You may joke.
It was such a cheap line from me, and I really appreciate Mark just going with it.
No. Yeah, you may joke. No. We will be doing it. You wait and see.
So why the circus? Has this thing just come about? Or?
Well, I think it's quite a long story. I'll try and keep it short. But with this album, when we went in to record it, we had a few discussions before about what we were kind of looking for, and we wanted to make a record that we could take quite easily onto the stage. So the stage shows were always in mind when we were writing this this record. A few songs in, Gary came in with this beautiful song, piano, sat down at the piano and started singing this song, you know, and it was The Circus. And, you know, by May we had that album time. We thought, that's fantastic. I just think it opens the imagination up. The album's quite theatrical, quite dynamic, and you know, we love to do a production when we do the live shows, and this record has that whole thing about it. You know, it's very widescreen.
I was going to say, when I hear that, particularly in relation to a tour, the word I think of is theatrical. It sounds like it's almost going to be half show, half music. Yeah?
I've just remembered why I started this. At the end of the record, The Circus, because we'd done the record, I wanted us to kind of really live it, you know. I mean, we have really lived it. The last 2 days, we went into, where did we go?
A trapeze school.
Did you really? 107 degrees.
Yeah, in the valley.
In the valley.
Yeah.
High wires.
Come on. Good boy.
See?
37 and still doing it.
High wires, trapeze, coming down on the trapeze.
That's fantastic. Trampoline. I bet it's great fun, isn't it?
Great fun.
It was exhausting.
Yeah.
But okay, well let's end on a real high here. And Mark, you're the undoubted star of this one. It's Shine, of course, and because Bea Newton's fantastic telly ads as well, isn't it?
It has, yeah, which is quite funny, really, isn't it? I guess. But no, it's a good song, good up tempo song. I love, you know, pleasure for me to sing, really.
I should have sung that one.
Yeah. I paid the most money. That's what we do. It's who pays the most. Now, who gets the credit card gets the lead vocal.
Yeah.
Who gets the card out?
He swiped his before mine.
I got mine in there first, yeah. So, Shine, I think it's a good uplifting song. People seem to like it. And
I love it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Gary loves it.
Let's play it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Shine.
Okay.
Not just about you, you know.
It never is, mate. In fact, not about me ever. Well, that was a Magic Indulgence special. And once again, it's been great to see Gary and Mark from Take That. Guys, thanks so much for dropping by again. As always, wish you the very, very best of luck with the album The Circus and with the tour next year. I know we're going to be there 2 dates at Wembley, I believe, but obviously you're doing your normal nationwide tour and it must just be pretty full on all the time these days.
It's great. We're very fortunate.
Yeah. And love to the families and, you know.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're building a perfect, beautiful future for them, aren't you? Great to see you again. Have a great Christmas.
Bless you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with More Than Doing More. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.